Food fraud. Can you trust what's on your plate? Every day, millions of people believe they know exactly what they're eating. They don't always. Imagine paying extra for a jar of premium honey, spreading it on your toast, and trusting it is pure and natural. Months later, you learn it was diluted with cheap syrup. Would you feel cheated? This is food fraud. And it happens more often than most shoppers realize. Food fraud takes many forms. Companies sometimes substitute expensive ingredients for cheaper ones, sell counterfeit alcohol, or dilute olive oil with lower quality oils. Fish get relabeled as pricier species, meat is injected with water to boost its weight, and organic labels appear on food that never touched an organic farm. The product changes, but the pattern stays the same. Someone profits while the buyer stays in the dark. The numbers are striking. Researchers estimate food fraud costs the global economy tens of billions of dollars every year. And some studies suggest that 1 in 10 food products sold worldwide may not be entirely authentic. Honey is among the most frequently faked foods on Earth, with independent testing labs finding syrup blends in a notable share of samples pulled straight from store shelves. So who is responsible? Some argue companies and regulators must test products more rigorously and enforce real penalties. Others believe consumers share the burden, reading labels, questioning suspiciously low prices, and supporting producers who are transparent about where their food comes from. Buying food is ultimately an act of trust. Should that trust rest entirely on companies, or do we all have a role to play?